The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. الحمد لله, we have covered in our discussion on the topic of Tawbah five discussions starting with the reality of Tawbah, the crucial role of Tawbah in our salvation in the hereafter. We also talked about the first Tawbah in the human history and also the procrastination and the problem of delaying the Tawbah. And last night we talked about the issue of the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah, especially when it comes to Huququl Ibad and Haqqullah. Tonight I wanted to talk about the levels of Tawbah. You see, when we talk about the levels of Tawbah, we have to first understand the levels of sins. Coming to the second, level of sin, spiritual one, a spiritual sin, this is what I would say that, a righteous person would feel that this is beneath my dignity or self-respect. It is not expected from me to do this, although legally, Shar'i, fiqhi, it's not a zim, it's not a dhamm, it's not a sin. Yet I would not do that. And there are two levels of that. One we call the akhlaqi sin. It is not a sin from the fiqhi point of view. If a person commits that, he is not going to be punished. For example, when we talk about certain things which are makruh, if a person commits a makruh deed, is he going to be punished? How do we define makruh? Haram, yes. If you do haram, you'll be punished. A lesser level of prohibition is makruh. Makruh just means that, if you do this, you lose the sawab, the reward. It has an impact, but it's not considered to be a sin. There is no punishment, neither in this dunya nor in the hereafter. But it would have an impact on the person. At least, if nothing, then he loses in the grace and the sawab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is one level of the sin which we call the akhlaqis, level. Then there is even something beyond that. And that sin is neither fiqhi nor akhlaqi. It has to do with the world of law between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are close to Him, His awliya and muqarribeen, anbiya and the a'immah we are talking about. That relationship of hub and love which is between these chosen ones and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that they are so much, submerged deeply into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because of their human nature, being members of the society, interacting with people of all different kinds, including, interacting with munafiqeen, that takes away what we call, full attention and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that they are doing anything haram or even anything makruh Rather, some of the actions that they do as far as interaction with the people is concerned is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are, at that moment, with the people. That tawajjuh, that focus, that attention of that muhib with the mahbub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes lesser. And at that moment, the wali of Allah will say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. When you hear the tawbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, or the imam, is not because of anything, you know, fiqh is sin, or even akhlaq is sin. It is actually the demand of that deep love that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you look at, for example, the munajat number 13 in Sayyif al-Sajjadiyya of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam, where he says, Ilahi astaghfiruka, Wallah, I seek forgiveness from you. For what? Min kulli lazzatin bighayri zikrak. For any pleasure, and which was not haram, neither makruh, absolutely jais. But he says, Wallah, I ask your pardon for every pleasure this which was devoid of your zikr and remembrance. وَمِن كُلِّ رَاحَةٍ بِغَيْرِ أُنسِكْ. And all Allah, I do istighfar and ask your forgiveness for every comfort that I went through where you are not close to me the way I should have been closer to you. That uns, companionship. وَمِن كُلِّ سُرُورٍ بِغَيْرِ قُرْبِكْ. And Allah, I do istighfar for every happiness where I was not closer to you. He was close, but he felt that I should have been even more closer. And this is where our ulama have come with a term called Hasanatul Abrar Sayyatul Muqarribin. The good deeds of the righteous people is considered to be sins for those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The righteous people are expected to do the wajibat, to do the mustahabbat, to refrain from makruh. Haram is out of the question there. These are the abrar, the good people. But when those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they limit themselves to that level, for them, it is a sin. Because they are expected to be at a higher level. And so when we see these words of istighfar and tawbah coming from the words of the ma'sumeen, this is not on that level of the sin which is fiqhi, or not even akhlaqi. Look at the Dua Arafah of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes it is just the glory and majesty of Allah that they know. We can't even comprehend that. The way they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way they glorify Him, there also they realize that whatever they do to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not to the level. And at that time, that wali of Allah, who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feels that I have not done enough. And then you will see they will say istighfar and tawbah, not because of committing any sin. You know, you look at the dua Arafah, Ya man albasa awliya'uhu malabisa haybatihi. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his father of Zainul Abideen, he says, oh, the one who covered his awliya, those who are his friends, with malabisa haybatihi, with this awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come to realize that greatness and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَامُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. And at that state, those who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stand up in His presence to do istighfar because of that majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Imam Zainul Abideen, the munajat which are there at the end of Sayf al-Sajjadiyah is also in Mafatih. Munajat number 12. Ilahi qasurat al-alsun an buluga thana'ika fama yuliqu bi jalalik. O my Lord, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you according to your majesty. We cannot even comprehend the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعجزت الأقول إن إدراك كنه جمالك. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. And then at the end, ولم تجعل للخلق طريقا إلى معرفتك إلا بالعجز عن معرفتك. And oh Allah, you have not assigned the creatures any way of knowing you the way you should be knowing, but just to realize that we are incapable of knowing Him the way He is. And that level is the level where even a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Allah, I praise you, but I have not done what you deserve. And therefore they will do tawbah and istighfar.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.